Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, hello everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Good to have you with us. We are live on Sunday nights and just super excited to be here. This is our second week of being 100% independent, broadcasting on my own without any association with a radio network, which is really cool. And that means almost no commercials. I decided that I'm going to throw in a couple of commercials between the first and second segment. They'll be really short, but I'm doing that for a couple of reasons. Number one, it gives me a little bit of a chance to take a break. And then secondly, it's an opportunity for us to get our guest on the line and all of that squared away. So that'll be at the very end of the first segment, at least. We'll put a couple of minutes of commercials in there. Anyway, good to be with you tonight. The website is ChristianMoney.com. A great show lined up for you. In our guest segment tonight, this is going to be interesting. And I heard her on a national interview, and I said to my producer, we have got to book her. Her name is Abby Ellen. Her book is Duped, Double Lives, False Identities, and The Con Man That I Almost Married. I mean, what a title to a book. This is going to be fascinating. I've been scammed. A lot of you know my story. I was scammed. My brother, my own brother, was my accountant, and he scammed me, and he stole $2 million from me. So I'm going to tell our guest about that. So we kind of share a common bond. And the book, I'm reading her book. I didn't get the physical book yet, but they sent me the PDF. I guess the physical book is running late in the mail. But in any case, reading the PDF, it's fascinating, the parallels between my life and her life, in that you think you know somebody and you really don't. Then you get scammed and you feel so stupid after the fact and all the things you go through afterwards. Just really great reading and just a fascinating book, a true story. Almost seems like something that would be a work of fiction because it is just so surreal. But there are so many stories like this. So don't miss that tonight in our guest segment. Abby Ellen is here to talk about her book, Duped. Next week, this is going to be really exciting. We have Sean Levy here. And this book I just received on Friday, and it is a big book. It is titled The Castle on Sunset. And it's the entire history and all of the fascinating stories from the Chateau Marmont, which is that just interesting historical hotel there. By the way, if you want to stay at the Chateau Marmont, $700 a night. But this is the hotel where the famed actor John Belushi died. And there are so many other stories that come out of the Chateau Marmont. That will be in our guest segment in hour number two next week. Okay, this week we've got a sponsor, and here's our sponsor. It is worldsfastestbrowser.com. Now, let me tell you, this is really cool, and I learned about this about 6 months ago. So it's a free download, and the same people behind Firefox, one of the programmers that developed Firefox, also developed this new browser. And it tripled my internet speed. I'm not kidding. Tripled my internet speed immediately, because what it does is it blocks all the ads. But then in addition to that, they actually pay you for browsing the internet. It's a really cool concept. You can find out more about the Brave browser by going to worldsfastestbrowser.com. And they are our sponsor tonight, worldsfastestbrowser.com. I also want to let you know that my book, my super popular book on Bitcoin, I put super popular kind of in air quotes because I'm frustrated more people aren't buying this book, because so many people ask me to write this book. Jim Paris, you're the guy that can explain Bitcoin like nobody else. can you possibly write a book and share with us, you know, the inside track, you know, how not to get scammed, all of that sort of thing. When I'm getting a note here from my producer. Okay, they're saying they can hear me perfectly. Okay, great. So I wrote the book, The 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start. I thought it was a cool title also because it's a short book and you can read it in a couple of hours. You can start applying the information, get started with Bitcoin for as little as 10 bucks. How to even get free Bitcoin. I've got a whole chapter on that. Well, anyway, the book is free. If you're listening live right now, the book is free. I made it free on Amazon for 5 days and I started that a couple of days ago. So I think through Tuesday night, midnight Pacific time, depending on when you're listening to the show, if you're listening live or on the replay or whatever, you are going to be able to get that book for free, the Kindle version. Now, you don't need a Kindle to read Kindle books, and this is something a lot of people get confused about, and there's a ton of free Kindle books. People do promotions like this all the time, authors do, and there's a reason we do it, because the more people that get our books, the more reviews we get, and if it's a good book and it gets good reviews, it sort of propels it up into bestseller status. So you just download this free app, which you can put on your phone, you can put on your computer. You can put on your tablet device. It's free. It's the Kindle app, and that allows you to read any Kindle book. You don't need a Kindle device. Big confusion that people have. So go grab my book for free, and if you like it, please write a review. If you don't like it, keep that to yourself. How's that? So just go to Amazon, type in 90-minute Bitcoin Quick Start. You click on the Kindle version, and then you'll see the price is zero, and you can have it for free. And you'll need the Kindle app to be able to read it. Okay, let's get into the show tonight. So much to talk about. I've got Bitcoin. Are we going to war with Iran? This really cool new social media alternative app that I'm using. A cell phone service for $9 a month. Can you believe this? I'm going to have all this for you tonight. All right, I got to tell you this story. I went to the flea market up in St. Augustine yesterday. A lot of people know this about me. I'm kind of a flea market guy. I don't know why. I just love the flea market. I love going and walking around the flea market. I love talking to people. I've gotten to know some people there. The produce lady is like my best friend now. I brought her a pastry for Mother's Day yesterday. I went and stopped at the Portuguese bakery by my house, and I got her this beautiful pastry, and I brought it to her for Mother's Day. I love walking around the flea market. I love talking to people at flea markets, petting people's dogs, although this flea market has just recently banned all dogs, so much for that, because you never know what you're going to see at the flea market. You might see a dog fight. One day I was at the flea market, and a lady walks in with three birds, two on one shoulder and one on the other shoulder. These are like big birds, like macaws, like, you know, the kind of bird I believe that Beretta had in that TV show. And just like walking around the flea market, weird things you see at flea markets. So anyway, I'm at the flea market and I run across this booth. And I mentioned this on this show, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, that this happened to me at another flea market. So I run across this booth and this guy has this big screen TV set up. And he's got a sign up that says for $25 a month, you can get any TV channel for free, all the TV channels, like 900 channels for free. He actually said it was like over 2,000 channels. I don't know what to believe. It was 900. It was 2,000. You could get all pay-per-views for free. You could get like HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, CNN, Fox News. All of these channels were free in his system. And it was, well, his deal was $25 a month, and then you get all of this included. And it honestly sounded like way, way too good to be true, I have to tell you. And I quizzed this guy and quizzed this guy and quizzed this guy, and he's like, no, you know, it's totally legal. And he wanted to sell me this box, which is called an Android TV box, and it was like $150. Well, he said, you could go out and buy your own if you want. You could buy it on Amazon for less, and I'll still set you up with my software to be able to do this. Well, the guy didn't really strike me as like a super professional guy, but anyway, so I came home and I was fascinated. I've been Googling this last night, today. Is this legal or not, this whole thing? And it's interesting because I can't get an answer for this. And people are saying online that it actually is legal, because they're saying that what you're doing is you're streaming all of this. You're not actually downloading it. So to download it would be illegal, but to stream it would not be illegal. And it's sort of like a quote unquote gray area. I don't know. It just seems weird to me. But this guy's, you know, out in the open at the flea market promoting this. And there was another guy doing the same thing down at the Daytona Beach flea market, but this was up at the St. Augustine flea market here in town. And I'm saying this on my national show. The guy may punch me in the nose the next time I see him, if he figures out who I am. I don't know. I'm intrigued by this because I'm a big believer in cutting cable. Of course, I've never done anything like this before. I mean, what I do is I've dropped cable. I don't have cable anymore, and we use YouTube, and we use the Chromecast to watch stuff on YouTube. We also have Netflix, and that's pretty much it. And there's a couple of like websites I can go to get like some streaming news channels, and that's pretty much all I do. So I'm pretty much off of like the regular cable TV channels. I've been off of that for years, but there were times when I had like the I believe it was the Hulu Live channel package for $30. And at one time I had there was another package, Sling TV, $21. So I've had these different packages. This one for $25 a month. And the guy showed me, he's got a clicker and he's clicking around and he's showing me, he says he has 67 ESPN channels. And I'm like, show me. And he goes click, 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 click. And he's showing me 67 ESPN channels. And I said, well, show me Fox News. And I said, show me CNN. And he goes, oh, you want to see the Clinton News Network? And I was like, okay, I like this guy, Clinton News Network. Okay, the guy's quick on his feet. So he goes to CNN. He goes to Fox News. He says, you want to see Cinemax? Here's Cinemax. Here's HBO. He said, you know when they have those big fights and it's like $60-$70 for pay-per-view for UFC and all that? I said, yeah. And he goes, look at this. I can click on this and I can see pay-per-view for free. And I'm just thinking to myself, something cannot be right about this. I don't know. I'm throwing that out there to my listeners. If you think this is legit or not, if you've ever heard of this, setting up an Android box and putting one of these services on it, and I've got his flyer. And here's the weird thing. I ask for a brochure and he gives me two printed pages and it looks like it's printed. It's in color, but it looks like it's printed on like one of those old dot matrix color printers. This is his brochure. And I don't know. It seems like it's something shady about this. I'm not going to give you the name of it because I don't want to promote it or anything like that. But I'm just curious if any of you are familiar with the Android set-top box and getting all of these free channels. I'm just curious. I'd like to get your feedback. All right. Bitcoin. Man, oh, man, am I excited about Bitcoin. I'm just like so excited. I can't even tell you how excited I am. I'm going to go right now and get the prices for you. Bitcoin is over $7,000. I cannot believe it. And Bitcoin has just about doubled in price since the beginning of the year. And since Friday, it's up like $1,500 since Friday. And it's been as high as $7,600 over the weekend. And so everybody is wondering, like, when is the FOMO going to kick in? You know, that is fear of missing out. When are people going to start buying Bitcoin? It is the weirdest phenomenon, because what happens is people will not buy Bitcoin until it starts back in the news again that it's breaking records. So just mark my words, when everybody's talking about Bitcoin and it's $20,000 again, $25,000, that's when most people are going to start buying it again. It's nuts to me that people wait to do that. And you can buy it inside your IRA account if you want to do that. And it's all in my book, you know, and you can get it for free on Amazon. So I'm not even going to count this as a commercial for the book because it's free. You can go to Amazon.com right now, type in 90-minute Bitcoin quick start. You can get the book. You can get Bitcoin even in your IRA. I show you how to do it through this Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. It's all legit. But man, Bitcoin is really, really taking off. All right. I joined this brand new social network. It's new to me. I don't think it's completely brand new. In fact, if I can Google it here, I can probably find out when they started. They've been around for a little while, but they're new to me. And it's called Telegram. And it says it started in March of 2018. Let me see here. Yeah, so this has only been around for a little over a year. Oh, no, it says it was launched in 2013. I guess in 2018 is when it reached 200 million users. Wow. So this has been around since 2013. I stand corrected. The reason that I decided to add this Telegram to my phone, it's an app you can get on Android or in the Apple Store, because I wanted to follow a couple of people that have been banned by social media. So this app, Telegram, would be very similar to Twitter, what it does. And there's two people I wanted to follow in particular, Laura Loomer, and I also wanted to follow this character, Milo Yiannopoulos, he's kind of a real edgy guy. I'm not suggesting necessarily that following him is for everybody, but I was just kind of curious, where do these people go that get banned by the Facebooks and the Twitters and all of that? And they're ending up on this site here called Telegram. And it's really interesting. It's decentralized, which means that it's not really subject to the super strict censorship or moderation, as you know they might call it. So I set up an account on there. I think I posted one time so far, but you can find me on Telegram, James L. Paris. You can find me there. I really believe that these decentralized networks are really the future. I really do. And it's because of what's going on with social media. My wife and I, we get emails from Laura Loomer, and she's been on the show before, and I think we're going to try to book her again. We can get her to come back on. She was on a few months ago to talk about the Las Vegas shooting, which she was all involved in the coverage of that, which was really great. She was sort of like the only real reporter on the scene getting information for the public as to what was happening with all that. In any case, she's been banned from Twitter. She's been banned from Facebook. And now what we're finding is happening is that anybody that references Laura Loomer or Milo Yiannopoulos, all those posts are automatically being blocked as well. So even if you're somebody that, you know, wants to just go online and, you know, comment about them being banned or anything, like Michelle Malkin, for example, a lot of you might follow Michelle Malkin on Twitter. She's huge on Twitter. Well, she posted some comments about Laura Loomer, and that post was taken down by Twitter. So it's not only that these people are banned, but any discussion of them is also being banned, which I find very fascinating. So in any case, I'm on Telegram. You can follow me on Telegram. I bought an ebook on Amazon that I just started to read today. It's about how to use Telegram, because there's a little bit of a learning curve. It looks pretty simple, but there's some parts of it I don't understand. But if you follow a couple of people to get started, you can kind of see what they're doing and maybe learn from that. So it's kind of fun following Laura Loomer. She's got a lot of great content. Milo Yiannopoulos, maybe not for all of you. He's a little bit of an edgy guy, but he's funny. And he's a conservative, even though he's a gay conservative, and he's a different guy. He's his own guy. In any case, he posts some kind of edgy things, but in any case, it's fun to follow him because he has been banned from Twitter and from Facebook. And I'm just curious to see, you know, what these people are doing that have been banned and sort of how they're protesting that. All right. I found out about this new cell phone service today, and it is called Twigbee, and I've never heard about this. I ran across an article today about Twigbee, which is a cell phone service where you can get started for $9 per month. Let me say that again, $9 per month you can have cell phone service. And you can even use your existing phone. So one of the rackets in the cell phone business is they program the phones so that only their service works with a phone you buy from them. And then if you want to switch to a different company, you have to get a different phone and you're sort of trapped. So anyway, if you go to twigbee.com and they have a little box there, you can type in some information about your phone. They tell you to this little code, you type in your phone and then some numbers come up, the MEID as it's called. You type those numbers in and then it tells you whether your phone can go with their service or not. Well, you know, I'm with Virgin Mobile. I'm paying, I think about $40 a month or something like that. So I went here, I typed in my information. Boom, it says I can move to them. And it would be $9 a month if I want to move to them. And so how it works is you pick how many minutes you want per month. So you can get unlimited minutes for $13 a month. $13 a month, unlimited cell phone. Or, and then you have to separately charge, you have to separately pay for your data. So if you want to do data, so you can get like a gigabyte of data for $6 on top of that. If you use your phone to connect to the internet, or you don't have to pick any data, you can just be a Wi-Fi only connector. But in any case, you know, for those of you paying $70, $80, I have had some families, I'm not kidding you, I've had families tell me that they are paying for a family like $300 a month for a family with everybody in the family has cell phones. That is just nuts. I mean, that's a car payment. I mean, some families have told me they're paying $350, $400 a month, and they all have these smartphones, and they're all on leases, and this is craziness. This is nuts. Twigbee.com, and so you type in your information about your phone. They let you know if your phone can be transferred, so you can transfer your phone if it works out. Then you can also transfer your phone number, and then they have you put in your zip code so you can see if there's good coverage where you live and all that. And pretty much I looked at their map, and pretty much if you're like anywhere near any major city, you're going to have coverage. So I put in my zip code. I went along with the whole thing, and boom, it says I've got great coverage. So I'm really thinking about this. You know, in my own case, I'm not sure if I'm going to switch. And it's only because I'm only paying $35 right now. So I would save a little bit, and I don't know if I want to switch and maybe take a risk of something going wrong when I'm pretty happy with Virgin Mobile, and I'm only paying like $35 a month. And my wife, the same thing. But if you're somebody that's going to switch anyway, and you're up there $70, $80, $100 a month, whatever it is, I mean, take a look at this, especially if you're someone that doesn't use your cell phone much. $9 a month gives you 300 minutes. And then $13 a month gives you unlimited. And then you can throw in a little bit of internet. Like maybe you want to just get 200 megabytes of internet. That's $3. So now you're up to $16 with a little bit of internet and unlimited calling and texting. It's incredible. I've always thought that there was something wrong with cell phone prices and why people were paying these crazy prices for cell phones. I could never understand it. But in any case, people do, and that's just how it is. It's one of those crazy things, why people pay a lot of money for things that they shouldn't be paying for. All right, debt collectors. I'm going to be putting out some videos this week about how to deal with debt collectors. And if you are somebody that is already connected to me on Facebook, you can find me on Facebook, James L. Paris, or my Facebook page, ChristianMoney.com is the Facebook page, or you can find me on YouTube, which is James L. Paris is the username on YouTube. So I'm going to be getting into a few different topics on debt collectors this week, and I'll be making videos. Now, one of the things, though, that is really interesting to me, and I never thought about this, because ever since the internet has been burgeoning, really, I haven't had debt collectors chasing me. I ended up going broke and bankrupt and all that in like 2005. And a lot of you know my story. My own brother embezzled from me and all that. We won't get into that tonight, but I digress. Apparently, in order to get around the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, which limits debt collectors on some of the terrible things they might do, like calling you too late at night, calling you too early in the morning, calling you at work, calling neighbors, calling relatives, crazy things like this. They are using the internet, and so they're harassing people by email. They're going on people's Facebook pages and posting, hey, you owe me money, on the Facebook pages. So as a result, the government is in the process of kind of reworking the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act to include harassment by the internet. I'm laughing because I'm thinking to myself, I get it. If you owe money to someone, I get it. They deserve to be paid. It is not a laughing matter. But some of these debt collectors will go to unbelievable lengths. They'll call neighbors. Some of them even physically show up at your house to get money. It is absolutely crazy. And so this Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, which has been around, I think, since like, I don't know, the late 70s or early 80s, they're retooling that now so that that will reflect kind of our modern age so that people can't call you a deadbeat and say you owe money on your own Facebook page. There's another solution for that too, which is to block people from being able to post to your Facebook without you approving it. Okay, a couple of other quick things. There's a website I discovered this week. I haven't vetted them yet, but I sent a note to my producer today and I said, let's book them as a guest on the radio show because I really like what they're doing. I don't know if they're completely legit. It looks legit, and it's a great idea. If it is legit, I love it. It's called freshwealth.com, freshwealth.com. And what they allow you to do is go to their website, and you can pick a basket of cryptocurrencies that you want to own. You remember, I've talked about it on other radio shows, and if you read my book on Bitcoin, I talk about you should buy a lot of these smaller cryptocurrencies that are going for a penny and a nickel and a dime, because maybe, you know, put $5 in a bunch of them. Who knows which one might become the next Bitcoin. Well, they've got these packages where you could put like $50 in and you could own a small piece of the top 20 cryptocurrencies. And you don't have to worry about like setting up 20 accounts and making 20 separate purchases and all of that. They do it for you. And you just give them like your $50 and then you own part of this, you know, you own this diversified basket of like 20 small cryptocurrencies. It is really cool. I love it. It's a great idea for those people that want to get started. Their smallest investment is $50. It looks legit. It really does. And I've looked at, they've got good reviews online. They've got a great website. All looks good. But I can't really recommend them, but I can just say interesting. Here's their website, freshwealth.com, freshwealth.com. Of course, I'll kick the tires some more before we have their CEO on. I'll put some of my own money in and see how it goes as well to really feel good about it. But for now, I can just say interesting, and the website is freshwealth.com. All right. Really quickly, two other websites I want to mention to you before we run out of time in our opening segment. If you want to camp, I love camping. My wife, not so much. But if you ever wanted to go camping, but you don't want to own a camper, and this is kind of me, I don't want to own a camper, but I like campers. I wish I could just like have I wish I had a friend that had a nice camper and I could just pay them to use their camper whenever I wanted to. Well, there's a way you can do that. There's a website called outdoorsy.com. Outdoorsy. So it's outdoor, and then you add an S-Y, outdoorsy.com. It's like Airbnb, and you can rent people's campers, their RVs, their motorhomes, their pull-behind campers, all of this, like by the day. And I guess you just go to their house. They tell you, you know, give you a little bit of a training on how to use everything, and you hitch it up to your car and boom, you go camping and you turn it back in. There's the other side of this. If you have a camper and you want to sort of defray some of the cost of your camper, you can go to outdoorsy.com and you can list your own camper for rent, which I think is also pretty cool. One last website quickly, and then we'll get into our guest segment. Insurify.com. I love these internet names. I'm going to have to spell it for you. INSURIFY.com. Insurify.com. I have been hoping for years that something like this would pop up, where you could legitimately go to one website and comparison shop for auto insurance, like with all the major companies, all at one website, and get a legitimate quote. You can do that with Insurify.com. I'm not getting paid anything to recommend them. I just tested it out today, and I think I may have discovered some cheap auto insurance for my family, and maybe it'll work out for you. Insurify.com. That's Insurify.com. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our special guest, Abby Ellen. Her book is Duped. It is fascinating. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back after this short break.